Recently, an elderly man in Luoyang, Henan province received a lot of public attention after a video of him being slapped in the face in public went viral. We don't condone violence.
No.
But how come that this sort of confrontation became viral on the internet and it spurred a major discussion about revenge?
Right. So let's take a look. For anybody that hasn't seen the video, I'll break it down for you. So recently, this video clip went viral over the internet. The description of the video says, after graduation, he thanks his teacher with a slap in the face. All right, in the video, 50-year-old teacher surnamed Zhang was slapped in the street by a student he taught 20 years ago. You know, that's amazing time to hold a grudge. I feel like I can't hate anybody for 20 years, but this teacher must have done something. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. So the student surnamed Chung, now 33 years old, ambushed his former teacher by, I guess, on the road, all right, and asked a number of questions while slapping the old man. Do you remember me? Psh. Do you like cheesecake? Psh. Why did you give me an F on that homework? Psh. I love you. Why don't you love me? Psh. I don't think he said half of those things, but that's, I just, anyways. All right, and so he's like, do you remember how you mistreated me? Psh. Do you know it's been 20 years?
Psh. A lot of sound effect.
Do you know what my favorite color is? Psh.
Psh. That didn't happen. Psh.
Anyways, that
You're
didn't
on the
happen.
Wrong
but
show.
You guys get the point. He's asking questions, slapping this guy in the face. This incident happened, I guess, in the summer too, so a while ago, but only became widely circulated online in recent weeks. All right. So in the aftermath, local police took immediate action. All right. They arrested Mr. Chung on December 20th. So that's the details of what's going on.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and it's interesting to find out. I suppose, what? No. Like Ryan, you said, after 20 years, I mean, something this teacher did must have really traumatized this guy for him to hold the grudge for 20 years. In 20 years, a lot of things happen. A lot of us, we move on in life, we see a bigger world out there, and we leave these original, back-in-the-day feud grudges in our memories and not carrying it on 20 years later when you see your former teacher
in the
street
face.
And you do this. And you're on fire today, Ryan. So
slapping everybody.
So yeah, like what happened back then?
Well, after the video went viral, Mr. Chung, the slapper, uploaded another video clip, and in it, he said he was sober and sane when he beat his former teacher. Namely, he was willing to take responsibility for what he did. But he said 20 years ago, when he was in middle school, his teacher, Mr. Chung, severely traumatized him by beating him down and kicking him on his head multiple times. He also claimed that more than 10 former classmates reached out to him and expressed their willingness to testify on the teacher's abuse 20 years ago, and there were also a couple of folks in his own village who wrote a letter jointly declaring or testifying to how good a human being he was before he did that.
Yeah, guys, I mean, this one's pretty simple for me. Two wrongs don't make a right. All right. This world would be an awful place if we acted this way and we just took revenge on each other. You know, I think often you find that revenge just leaves you feeling like you did something wrong, that in this person doing something wrong to you, you have said it's okay for them to do it because you did it right back to them. You justify that person's actions when you yourself do it. You lose your high ground. I agree. There's nasty people that have done bad things to me. But if I went around and started slapping those people in the face, I'd be in jail too. Because the fact of the matter is, everybody would be slapping everybody in the face if the world was like that, you know? You'd walk on the street, walk in the subway, and psh, someone would slap you in the face. Psh, you'd just be everybody slapping each other. I would actually kind of enjoy that because I think it'd be really entertaining. You know, you're just like, psh.
Then that would...
Your boss comes in the room, you're like, psh. He's like,
now you're just trying to find the sentence where you can slip in the voice effect.
Yeah, your coworker gives you a bad Christmas present. You're like, Merry Christmas.
If your coworker gave you a bad Christmas present, then an eye for an eye. You should be giving that person a bad Christmas present.
A boxing glove with a spring and a box. So when he opens it,
aren't you just filled with brilliant ideas?
20 years later, a young man said, 20 years ago, you gave my dad a box with the fist in the box.
That's
and
right.
You hit him. Now I'm here to avenge him.
Where do you stop, right? But what's really interesting is after this piece of news became viral, a lot of people have been talking about their own memories of what their teacher brought them. And I suppose there is an argument that, I mean, for the students, I mean, kids don't stay kids forever, right? And they may forget what you said, teacher, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. And sometimes teachers, I understand it's a tough job, but if you leave a mark on a human being and it's like this, being beaten up multiple times, which is certainly not what one expects from education,
a teacher,
and then it just sticks with you. I understand, you know, we're not saying that violence is the solution, but that feeling is sort of resonated with a lot of people. And what do you think about this? If it was a bad teacher, shouldn't the bad teacher be punished in some way? How do you make of it?
The world's not always fair, and that hurts to say. But the thing is, you can be a good human being, and the people will wrong you in your life. And that's, in the end, you know, you can ask for justice. It's not always going to be swift. But the thing is, you control yourself, all right? And bad things happen to good people, and that sucks to say. But the good people stay good. They don't go being bad because bad people run around doing horrible things. I'm sorry that this thing happened to him. I hope people can reach out and give guys like Chung support so he doesn't have to go slapping old men. But I don't think that's how you solve your problems, by slapping people in the face. I think maybe going and telling this guy what he did to him and that he's an awful person for doing it, maybe that would have been justified. Maybe he could have walked out of that situation feeling like he got something off his chest. And then also, too, he wouldn't go to jail. But as you can see, violence just completely makes your point unclear. People no longer want to listen to you if you use violence to get your point across. Be better than that.
But remember, this happened 20 years ago when Mr. Chang was abused by his teacher.
There's no statute of limitations on feelings.
But parents were not as well-educated as they are, and they didn't understand education as they do now. And as a result, they used to give very broad authority to their teachers. They used to believe, there's a Chinese saying, "Yan shi chu gao tu," so the strictest teacher will generate the best students. Back then, parents believing in teacher was so tremendous to the point they were willing to trust the teachers in whatever they did.
Back then, people believed in crazier stuff. You know, a lot has changed. We're more progressive. That doesn't make it right. Sure, we're looking at it from hindsight, but it hurt people's feelings, Lemming. Whether or not how people were like that in the past, maybe it was just ends to a mean. You know, people had to work harder. There was no time to get upset. There was no time for the luxury of that kind of society. But that doesn't mean it's okay. Obviously, people walk away with that hardened heart saying, I don't care if times were like that. It wasn't okay. And I'm sure there was a lot of good professors out there. You know, thousands of years ago, there was a guy named Confucius, and he was a great teacher, you know, and he was remembered throughout history. So fact of the matter is, there's been a lot of good role models for how to be a good teacher, I think, here in China. And this guy knew he did wrong. And even though back then maybe, you know, parents were okay with corporal punishment in school, I don't think that makes it okay. You know, my grandparents believed in crazy stuff. It's their generation, but I think as we've become more comfortable in a society, globalized, and I would like to think become more civilized, we've realized that violence doesn't teach kids, it doesn't solve problems, and in which case is wrong. And I also think on some level, that's been a timeless fact.
Likewise, I think even for today, I mean, nowadays a lot of internet users are voicing support for this Mr. Chang, who sort of got back to his teacher. I think even though people were voicing support, it doesn't make it right for him to get back at his teacher. I mean, a lot of us went through a tough childhood. I myself had my share of tough teachers, and I remember being neglected by him, and all the while he was paying attention to some rich kids with well-connected families. But that was okay. I mean, we all have a choice. It's been 20 years. It's been... How many years? 7,300 years. That's 300 days. You every day, every morning, you get up. You have a choice. You have a choice to let that past be the past. To move on. Mm. And this guy obviously decided.
He's trapped.
Yeah, decided he did not want to move out. Or I'm having this theory. I wonder. Well, he's had 20 years to get back at his teacher. Why do it now? Has anyone egging him on to make that decision to ambush his teacher on the way to school? I mean, whoever did that should be held responsible.
Yeah, I don't think school should ever be like, you know, military training, you know? So no violence ever. And it's unfortunate that this had to happen, that we heard about it, and Yeah,
and I think it also shows the profound influence that a teacher can have on a student, and also what happens in the classroom sticks with a child.
But at the same time, too, folks, you know, we can't make this so one-sided. I've done a little bit of teaching in my life, and I know that it takes a saint to be a teacher. It takes a lot of patience, because as much as we want to say, oh, the kids are all angels, they're not. There's awful kids out there that test your patience, that push you to the limit, that it would take someone like, you know, Buddha or Jesus Christ to be able to teach these kids and not want to get angry at them. So, I mean, I'm not saying that you should beat these kids, but at the same time, folks, you know, let's not judge so quickly. Of course, I don't think violence ever begets violence. An eye for an eye is an awful way to live your life, and it's not good for society. But at the same time, too, realize that those people that haven't gotten angry, that are teaching your kids in a responsible way, you know, those people work really hard, because sometimes I think our kids put them through the test of patience, of mood, and being positive.
Yeah, you're absolutely spot on in seeing that and saying that. And now when I look back at my own experience, I realize a lot of the times, yeah, teachers are human beings, and they have...
You were probably a teacher's pet.
I was a top student, I suppose. But they have their own family life and problems. Now when I look back...
They're people.
Yeah, sometimes the teacher was just... Yeah, it's showing, I suppose, the things that are not going well in their life, and it's manifested in different ways. But back then, as a child, you might not know, but there are those teachers who I'm sure are very good, and the ones that are not so pure and good. Like Lai Ming said, I mean, in the classroom, this is like the first place where the kids get a feel of society, I suppose. And you realize that sometimes teachers don't value you because of who you are, how well you do, but because of what family background, other things. And a lot of this, it's going to have that impact on kids.
And I think that's where you see society and the world isn't fair. But the thing is, don't take it personal. Don't get down on yourself. Realize this is a room to grow. All right? You can achieve whatever you want in this life. And, you know, this teacher, I remember there's this teacher. I remember it to this day. Just one second. I remember I got into my journalism school, I think my third year of college, right? And I took my first writing for like print in newspapers and online, which is really hard in the U.S. And it's so hard. Editors are jerks. And so anyways, I remember we did some writings, and my grades weren't very good. I could write a good essay, but writing for the news is very different. It's very concise, and you're using few words. So this guy, I remember, he called me into his room, the professor, and he's like, listen, Ryan, this was really bad. I'm like, oh, I can do better. He's like, well, you know, son, maybe you should think, should you be spending money on this investment of education? Maybe you're not meant to get educated. And I remember sitting there and looking at this guy as he's telling me this. And part of me wanted to listen to him because he was a teacher, because I felt like he was something more than a human being who just had his own biases and was full of baloney. But then I was like, no, you won't define my future and you don't know me. And I was like, ever since then, that was my motivation to get, I think I got close to a 4.0 graduating, which is an A GPA. And then also started doing my career in journalism. And I think I've gotten much farther than that guy ever did. So, if you're listening.
Yeah, laughing. Oh.
If you're listening.
Laughing at his. Oh, here comes the.
Forget it. Violence.
No, don't condone violence. No.
I'll get you.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, what about for the kids that are not so strong motivated like you, Ryan? I mean, what about for the students that carry that trauma, that carry the scar?
Don't let other people define you. I know these teachers, we hold them in high esteem, but let me bring you down to earth. Like Kyung said, these guys are people. These girls are people. They're no better than you and me. They have bad judgments, and at the end of the day, you know your potential. So listen to yourself, not others. Because it's really sad if I think a lot of people out there are capable of so much, but they listen to guys like that, and they let those guys have the power to define those kids' future. Don't let that happen.
Also, other than making teachers and students strong every now and then, I think it's also useful to make them feel weak somehow from time to time. And there's got to be a coping mechanism set up in the school where teachers and students can turn to sort of find out what's wrong with themselves and to get the moral support they need to go on.
Yes, that's a really good point. And also have a channel that can for students to report on the bad teachers if really abuse happened.
Turn it into a TV show. Bad teachers. We're going to find you.
Good idea.
And then we're going to slap you. Well, just the bad teacher part.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And you're listening to Rant Table.